If you watch TV, please raise your hand. I promise I won't ask how much TV you watch. We are all too familiar from television with the obscene reality of people in some parts of the world dying from starvation. We see it in Africa, South Asia, Latin America, and other places. In the US, people don't die from starvation. But we know from the charities you donate to, or some of the ministries that you are involved with, there are still some brothers out there who need help in this country. And as they say, there is always a South, even in the North. The first reading and the gospel do have something in common. What Elisha did in the first reading is about what Jesus is doing in the gospel. A miraculous feeding of the multitude. And this is a miracle that all the four gospels, they talk about, which means it's a serious business. Yesterday, I had a Spanish wedding, and they chose the gospel from John chapter 2, the first miracle of Jesus at the wedding in Cana. And what is remarkable, comparing to today's gospel, is that in John chapter 2, is the mother of God, Mary, who assesses the problem and comes to Jesus and says, "Son, you better help out. They don't have anything." In today's gospel, Jesus himself is the one paying attention to the needs of his people. And he realizes that they need help. And then he challenges the apostles. The reaction from Philip and Andrew, we can relate to. It's almost like, "Come on, Jesus, we cannot feed the entire world." So how is it possible that for the whole crowd, only one person had 5 loaves and 2 fish. I mean, to me, it's just the way that life is. We're going to run in a situation where you are the only one, the lucky one. We have the smartest people among us, the richest people among us. And the question becomes, how do you do to make sure that you are not leaving anyone beyond in need? And it goes hand in hand with the parable of the talents. So the miracle of Jesus, even though he knew what he was going to do, is also possible through the kindness of this young boy who is willing to share what he has. So in modern language, I will be asking the question, for instance, how much of the world's wealth is owned by the top 1% or the billionaires? Or what percentage of the population owns all the wealth of the world? There is nothing wrong with being rich. There is nothing wrong with having more, working hard to have what you need in life. The problem again is, how are you paying attention to the needs of those who surround you, like this young boy in the gospel? I mean, even today, we have G7, the great countries, powerful, at least with the largest developed economies, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the United Kingdom, and the United States. I mean, with these seven, they have about statistically 68% of the net wealth worldwide. But we also know, with all the humility, that when there is sadness going on in the world, for instance, like in 2015 with Ebola in West Africa, the U.S. stepped in. The U.S. didn't step in because I'm going to be helping you all the way until the end of the world. No. I can assess your need. I can help you out, but you have to be able to help yourself. So my point is, the message from today's readings, at least from the gospel and the first reading, share with others what you can. Be able to share with others what you can. And be aware of the fact, power, wealth, pleasure, sometimes they just want more. And therefore we become blindsided. You see someone in need as a threat instead of somebody who needs help. How can we do that? St. Paul in the second reading gives us a practical way of living our Christian life. St. Paul is writing from his prison cell, inviting the Christians outside. Live in unity and harmony, seeking always for peace. And that's not different from the first Christian community in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4. They brought everything that they had, and they paid attention to the needs of the community so that no one was left behind. And I think this is something that we teach our own children. Even Mother Teresa, whom one of our buildings on the campus is named after, Mother Teresa said, if you can't feed 100, just feed one. Please stand. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty,